Earlier this month, the White House released its first ever strategy to fight domestic terrorism. The plan includes more funding for investigators and prosecutors, better information sharing between agencies, and efforts to address the underlying causes of violent extremism, such as racism and bigotry. Tech has a role to play. The Biden administration says it will invest in programs to increase digital literacy and work with tech companies to make it harder for terrorists to recruit online. Heidi Byrick is co-founder of the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism. I asked her what we know about how to prevent extremist ideas from spreading online.
Yeah, well, we know for sure one thing works, and that is basically deplatforming hate group material from major tech platforms. There's ample evidence that this drives down the number of recruits, shrinks the amount of propaganda, and that's not just about white supremacists. That's also true of ISIS, for example, and Al-Qaeda, who have been massively deplatformed over the years. We have some evidence on click-through rates of people looking at videos that warn them about the dangers of these movements. There are also what they call redirect programs where you might be searching for something about white supremacy and material comes up about maybe mental health issues or other things that are kind of a path to get you away from, for example, something that glorifies Hitler.
And what do you think the click-through rates do tell us? Do we know that people follow, say, the mental health link?
We know that people click to it. We have very little evidence of what happens after that point, which is really the most important point, right? Do they engage with a mental health professional? Do they get help? If they watch a video about the horrors of white supremacy, does that actually change their opinions? This is the kind of data that we need to make sure that these programs are successful.
And what could the government do to help with that?
Well, I think it's very important, and some of this has already started, is for the government to make funding available to civil society organizations to start experimenting in this space.
I imagine government involvement is risky, though, in terms of people's perceptions. Say a counter-programming video that has a government stamp might be seen as propaganda.
There is no question. And there have been failed propaganda projects by the government many times. I mean, certainly during the Cold War, but we've also seen it in the fight against ISIS. And actually, the FBI not too long ago put out, you know, I hate to say this because I have a lot of friends in the FBI, but a terrible website called Don't Be a Puppet, which was to stop young people from being radicalized. And it was completely not evidence-based and basically ridiculous. So you don't either want the heavy hand of government and just pure propaganda. You want facts. And you also need to have people who are informed in psychology to make stuff like this successful.
Heidi Byrick is co-founder of the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism. The nonprofit group works to expose and counter racism, bigotry, and prejudice. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.